This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. We're all here in the ride. John Martin, Jason Smith, and our man Brad Carson on the ones and twos, and we're hoping to pick up somebody today. He's going to be rolling with us. Brandon Clark, we're hoping to pick up on the ride today. Yes. Yes. When you're listed as questionable for the Memphis Grizzlies, it usually means you will play, and the long-awaited return of Brandon Clark seems to be upon us. Lakers-Grizzlies tonight down at FedEx Forum. Of course, you can hear it all right here on 92.9 FM ESPN at 7 o'clock. The great Eric Hasseltine on the call. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Lakers 4.5-point favorites. Will LeBron play? We'll see. Will Anthony Davis play? That man, 50-plus minutes last night. I don't know if you were glued, if you were tuned in. But on TNT, man, Lakers without LeBron beat the Bucks in a game, instant classic, and maybe it says more about the Bucks in losing than it does about whether or not the Lakers here can make a push. Transfer portal, John, you'll be happy to know, is booming. 900-plus in there right now. It's time to go grocery shopping with John and Penny Hardaway. We're going to do that today. Coach Cal's officially back. Mitch Barnard told us that Aaron Rodgers not running for vice president. That won't happen. And former Mayor Strickland's got a new job.
Saw that.
See, monologue's done. I'm starting to feel like I deserve a little clap after it. Because it's starting to feel like, you know, when Kimmel or those guys open.
I think you have to have a premise, though. You have to, like, you can't just say, these things happen, give me applause. You have to, like.
No. I bounce around now. I've really adjusted this, John, to try to please you, right?
I think I'll give you applause when you assert something. And, like, you know, what's the theme of the day?
Well, we don't want to assert yet, do we?
I think, like, when Jimmy Kimmel or somebody like that does something like that, they usually have.
Again, they have much longer. You give me about 2-3 minutes tops before you're tuned out, before you start looking at bets.
That's true, yeah.
So I have to try to keep you glued and hit the topics and try to leave something for you.
That's right.
And well, have I done that?
No, not on a time like this. But, you know, there's really not much you could have not said and left me something.
Well, there's some big things happening starting tomorrow. I'm very
excited. Big things popping, little things stopping. Big things popping, little things stopping.
Many people are saying
big things popping and little ish stopping. I think I deserve an applause for that.
Here's another one. Many people are saying the Cubs are going to win the NL Central.
I think he deserves a round of applause for that.
I asserted something there.
You did. You certainly did.
That other people are saying.
You did assert something that other people are saying.
There you go.
Which is the key. You know, you just have to make sure that other people are saying it. And if that happens, you're in good. You're in a good spot.
Not me.
Hey. It's Wednesday. Welcome to the Wednesday show of the Jason and John Show. We have so much to talk about. We are going to break down lineup by lineup this Grizzlies-Lakers game tonight, sort of what we expect in terms of rotation, in terms of the staggering. We'll break down all of it. Certainly the biggest game of the Grizzlies season. You know, it's a playoff atmosphere. I mean, there's no question about it down at FedEx Forum. It's the big stage. It's the moment that I think all these – you know, everybody involved you know, when you pick up a basketball for the first time and you say, I want to be a professional basketball player. I want to do this. You have one team that's obviously fighting very hard to keep its position.
Yep.
Which is the top of the lottery. And then you have another team that is fighting very hard to keep its position, which is the play-in.
Yep.
So, I mean, folks, you know, a lot of people talk about Chiefs, 49ers, I mean, all those years, you're right. I mean, AFC North clashes. I mean, you think about the classics, Patriots, Giants. Folks, it's all happening tonight. This is on for Nisi Ransom.
Well, let's hope not.
And so is he on the call? Is he on the
– I'm hoping not.
Okay.
There's no way you spoke that into it. Surely not.
I don't know.
This is all on for Nisi Ransom.
I blame Fenezy Ransom for all of this. Anything.
This is all on Fenezy Ransom.
Anything that goes wrong in my life.
This entire season's on him.
I absolutely blame him.
You've set that up, but well, a lot of drama here.
Yeah, listen, this is
this one, you know,
you can feel a little bit.
It's just balance. It's not.
You can feel some buzz. You feel the buzz. Right?
I mean, the buzz because LeBron's here.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel
the buzz because Brandon Clark, your boy, number one rapper in your life, is back.
There's an aura in the air. You know, I'm not trying to. You know, overstate it, but you walk outside, you know, you can kind of feel
it. Chill.
Little Phil Collins to this one tonight, you know.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one. And like I said, we're going to break down sort of what we expect and a whole hell of a lot more here on the show today. Norton Hurd IV is going to join us at 1:25. We'll continue that conversation. Grizz Lakers finals preview with him at 1:25. Get his thoughts on all of that, the NCAA tournament. Does he have any? We got Cam Jones. Cam Jones is still alive.
What about him? He'd have to remind us of others. I'm sure there's one or two, if not more, that he's had.
Yeah, there were Memphis guys. I didn't even realize were Memphis guys. That's kind of the funny thing now, is that because Memphis like stopped recruiting Memphis kids, I kind of like don't even know.
Well, they recruit them. Yeah, they just haven't gotten them of late. They did stop on some.
Right.
But yes, he recruited two. Are they? They're Memphis kids, Curtis Givens and Trey.
Yeah.
All right.
They did. They did recruit Curtis Givens. They lost him, but
exactly.
They tried. Damn it, they tried. We'll get into all of that today with Norton Hurd IV at 1:25. But it's that time. Let's do a little over under.
It's Jason and John's over under. Over. Over. Under. Under.
Pretty close margin in the bookmakers' eyes. 3.5 is what I saw this morning. The Grizzlies hosting the Lakers. As y'all said, we have the pregame tonight, 6:30. Jessica has the pregame at 6:30. And then Eric will tip us off, and he knows all of the officials' names. He knows all of the, you know, the movers and shakers on and off the court. Eric Hasseltine, 7 o'clock tonight. Margin of defeat for your Memphis Grizzlies tonight, 4. And that is when I hit the button.
Over. Under.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I see 4.5. You want to update it?
Must have been updated.
Well, I've got 4 at most of my spots, okay. But it could be 4. I mean, I'm
looking at ESPN bet.
Yeah, I mean, like,
either way, if it matters.
When I usually,
if the hook matters.
When I usually do, like, when we set those numbers specifically, I usually go with, like, the sharpest books, okay. Right?
I'm interested in this. Yes.
And I think like 4 is probably it's a hedge that LeBron is questionable.
Yeah.
Honestly, Anthony Davis unclear. So it's kind of that in between because they played heavy minutes last night against the Bucks.
Anthony Davis did. LeBron did
right,
not.
Right,
play.
Right, right, yes. The just the Lakers starters, right? Anthony
yes,
Davis,
all three, of them. Austin yeah. Reeves, all of them. You figure Reeves will be back out there, but
yeah,
Davis
you know.
Doing it again. And he was limping at the end of that game. And
right.
So just putting him back out there on the second night seems like a
– Exactly.
In a game where you hope if you got LeBron, you feel like you can win it, you know, without AD.
Exactly.
I would think he's sitting tonight.
Dramatic win for them last night, no doubt.
It was an incredible
– wild.
Your boy had a triple-double. You've come – you have now come around on Austin Reeves.
I have,
initially,
yes.
You were not there. This dude is a stud.
Oh, yeah,
triple double last night,
undeniable.
And it hit the go ahead three and whatever it was overtime, double overtime. It was quite the game, and really it was Anthony Davis. I mean, what 20 something rebounds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, goes 50 something minutes. They do this beat the Bucks for the second time this season. So season sweep did both of them without LeBron. D'Angelo had 44 in the win over the Bucks at L.A. He stepped up in that one. It's just. I'm not sitting up here telling you that the Lakers are going to make a run again because I think, again, they've set themselves up. This is so difficult what they're, you know, to come out of the play-in and all that. But it's what I did assert something, John, in the monologue. I said that really to me, it said more about the Bucks.
Yeah.
It's a statement loss for them. You've lost twice to the Lakers without LeBron. They can't figure it out down the stretch with Giannis and Dame. You know, Doc's all hollering and everything. I didn't have a lot of confidence in what I saw from the Bucks in terms of their abilities in the East. Period. I mean, that's probably the better take on last night's loss to the Lakers than it is. Oh, the Lakers are going to make a run. This supporting cast is great.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair. It's hard to bet the Grizzlies right now. But this is one of them.
Well, I figure it's going to be charged up, right? I mean, Brandon's going to get an ovation that you feel like is going to charge that. You know, Bane gets up for the Lakers, especially if LeBron's out there.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. You're going to get it. Let us show the Lakers. We ain't the dregs of the league. We'll be back next year.
100%
type effort from the Grizzlies tonight. If we're talking about this number and everything else, so John, we thought the same thing about Golden State. You know, a couple of nights ago or whatever it was last week, and we were wrong. But that, I mean, with this one, you figure like the energy will be there, especially when you're marking the return also of Brandon Clark. You figure,
yes.
So, I expect good effort.
My sharp guys like the Lakers tonight. Now,
interesting.
Isn't it? I mean, the expectation of LeBron to play, AD to probably sit.
Well, yeah, because don't they want to maintain their standing? I mean, they don't want to lose ground
and maintain AD and LeBron's health.
Yeah.
And so again, you let LeBron sit last night. Mm-hmm. You can play him on the second night of back to back. He's dealing with that ankle, and you give AD a night off. It seems to make a lot of sense. You feel like you can go 2-0. You know, in doing those things, preserve and win the two games, just makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't throw AD back out there. 34, 23, and 4 blocks last night for him.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I said it to you, if
he goes again tonight, he is an absolute warrior. We used to joke about it, Data Davis.
Yeah.
And this dude last night was phenomenal. So
yeah.
I got to give him credit. I doubt he'll be out there.
Right.
They probably don't feel like, again, that they need to.
Right.
Anthony Davis woke up.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pretty woke this season.
I'll say Grizz keep within 4. I do think this number goes up if LeBron is ruled in officially.
52 for him last night.
Mm. So if you do like the Grizzlies, my guess is this is what I would say. If you like the Lakers tonight, bet it now. If you like the Grizzlies tonight, wait.
Okay.
It's just that simple because I think this number will probably close 5, 5.5, maybe 6 if LeBron is ruled in. Now, if AD is ruled out, It may be a little less dramatic. It might go to 4.5, 5, but I would still wait. But I do think the Grizz can find a way to keep this one close tonight just because they'll have incentive to do that. It's the Lakers. They're at home. It's been a while, right? It's been a while since they've won. When's the last time they won?
Grizz?
Yeah.
Last week they went 1-3 on the road trip.
They beat the Spurs.
Beat
Wembanyama and Spurs for the 13th straight time.
Okay. I mean, so without that one, it had been in forever.
Yeah.
I mean, they've won one game in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I hear you, and I want to play up the whole effort thing. But in the end, if D'Angelo and Austin Reeves are out there,
yeah,
you know what the Grizzlies don't have anything is right now is a whole lot of depth. I mean, Luke's out for personal reasons too. You won't have his shooting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like our starters. We like the effort. I got to imagine, and we'll get to this, but Brandon Clark ain't going to be out there 30-40 minutes, and so. I could see Lakers rolling with this one, especially if LeBron's like, we got last night without me. Now you're gonna get me. We're gonna go 2-0 on this back to back and hold our ground here in that 9 spot. I'll go Lakers to cover. Not again. I'd love to see a Grizzlies win here. With where you are in the reverse standings, it's fine. You're far enough ahead of Brooklyn, but I think Lakers are looking to go 2-0 on back to backs here. I'm gonna go ahead and take them to cover.
They have problems.
Sorry. LeBron's going to be charged up.
Yeah, they have a couple of games coming up against the Pistons next week, Monday and Friday, and then the next notable game after this Brandon Clark return will be the Saturday, April 6th game where Marc Gasol's jersey will be retired, so we're about a week and a half away from that. Tonight, minutes in our next over-under piece here. Minutes for Brandon Clark tonight. What do you guys think? 15.5 minutes.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so he's probably going to play tonight. I think that's the expectation, and so then it just becomes a question of how much does he play tonight. Coming off an Achilles... I'm going to say under, Jason. I'm going to say under 15 and a half.
I figure 15 is probably the mark.
Yeah.
Maybe they've set it at 20. I mean, they've seen him behind the scenes. We saw him working out with Jaren. Like, we know he's got some bounce back, but doing it in a game is differently. I still wouldn't run him out there much more than 15 minutes. I mean, that seems smart to me, especially this first one back. You've got, what, nine more to play with here in terms of, you know, trying to ramp him up. Grizzly, that's what they like to do, ramp up. And it's probably a question of whether the minutes restriction is 15 or 20 minutes.
Yep.
I'm going to go that they keep it under here. That what we say, 15 and a half?
15
yeah.
and a half,
yeah. So I'm going to go under
that's
here.
That's probably too
he
many.
He gets 10 to 14 minutes.
Yep.
We see him run a little bit with that second unit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little taste with Jaren. But, yeah, I think you go under here. You ramp up Brandon Clark. Don't need to really drill him into the ground trying to get wins.
Yeah, agree.
To the NCAA tournament we go. Let's start with the field of 16 and the margin of victory in the Iowa State Fighting Illini game. The number set here by our linesmith, 2.
Over. Under.
This yeah. might be the best game of the Sweet 16.
There are some 1.5s out there if you like Iowa State in this one. Look, it's a classic contrast. It's defense offense. That's what it is. Illinois has been the hottest team in the country in terms of scoring. Iowa State, we know, one of the best defensive teams in America. And so that's what this game is going to boil down to.
Number one.
I don't know.
Wow.
At KenPom.
I don't know. I think when you get in spots like this, it's very hard for me to pick against the great defense. It is. Because ultimately, they're going to force the issue.
That's why I like the under.
I think the under is a good. And what is the total?
Maybe it's too low, 146 and a half.
No, I don't think it's too low. I think that's probably a tick high.
Iowa State will dictate pace.
Yeah, I mean, look, Illinois is not going to win a game that's going to be grinded out. That's not how they can do it. It's going to have to be like, I mean, that's what they do. They get out in transition. They score at the rim. They make threes. They want to open it up. And if they can do that, you know, and obviously I think they rank really low in turnover percent, like they're one of the worst teams in America at forcing turnovers. Iowa State's one of the best at forcing turnovers. Like, I think that could be a big factor in this one.
Yeah. 360th.
Yeah, they are.
Forced turnovers.
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, their guards are as good as it gets. I mean, between Domask and Terrence Shannon Jr., like, I mean, it's
about offense, though, with them.
It is.
Pretty much.
It is. And they don't really bring a lot to the table in terms of their rim protection. There's been some steam on Illinois all week long, but I get in these situations and I'm like, how am I going to pick against the team with the great defense that won the Big 12 tournament, that beat Houston twice? No team in America has done that. I mean, I know it wasn't all things being equal but it was just Juwan Roberts. He's good, but he's not Hakeem Olajuwon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the damn brakes off of Houston in that game. So, I don't know. I think I'm going to end up getting onto Iowa State here.
Yeah, I feel better about the total and saying the under than I do the outcome here, the spread. Brad, I'm hoping that you listened closely to what John said there.
I listened very closely.
Do you have a different opinion as an Illinois expert follower? That's your team. Are you with
John?
Him?
John studies this stuff, so I hesitate to ever disapprove of what this man says. The part of me, the problem is, I watch too much Illinois basketball and not enough Iowa State basketball, like a lot of Big Ten people. So,
but
I mean,
you know about that resume,
yeah?
And he just
Shannon
laid it out
is
for
a
you,
really good player, and they're probably going to focus. They're going to double him. They're going to really focus a lot of energy on him. So, this is a coin flip. I wouldn't bet on this game if I were a gambler. I would stay. This is a stay away game for me.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
It's too weird. It's too weird. So it's a stay away game for me. I still think Illinois, because they've just been rolling here. Their timing on this thing. You know, they won the tournament. I like Illinois.
It's a.
Give me Iowa State.
It's a complete.
I wanted to see if we were all. If you two were to get.
I also think Otzelberger's a flake, so I have a little resentment for T.J. Otzelberger, and okay. I'm a big Brad Underwood guy. We have yet to see T.J. Otzelberger in these moments. So
that's true.
There's a little hyperbole there, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, Brad's been here, so I go with Illinois.
Yeah, I mean, I think neither.
That's who you got going anyway. You should stick with it.
Yeah, right? I've got them in the Final Four.
You've got them in the Final Four.
I mean, they have to win this game to play UConn, so we've got to get this one.
With what you've got.
I like Illinois, and I think, you know, they're capable of stepping up as a defensive team. I mean, they're not, you know, they're not god awful. So we'll get to see.
Yeah, no surprise. No outcome would surprise me. But I agree with Brad's sentiment generally that this is not the game that I would be betting.
No,
this weekend. There's too many other good spots. I think because this is one of those that could go either way. Like I could see like Iowa State winning by one.
Yep,
and like Iowa State doesn't cover, even though they win. So,
amen. Yeah,
one of those things where it's just it's a really, really, it's too close to call. I don't feel great about it. I mean, I was on Illinois versus Duquesne minus 10. People were like, "Well, how the hell are you going to lay 10 against Duquesne?" Because Illinois is like that, bro.
Yes,
Illinois. Yeah. I mean, and it was like no contest from jump.
I mean, that's a much more comfortable bet. I agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, again, we can say it sort of in hindsight, but it, you know, no. I mean, Duquesne beat the hell out of BYU. They had won the A-10 tournament. Like, you're like, why are they getting 10? Why is Duquesne getting 10? Because Illinois comes out and they cannot be stopped at the rim. They shot 59% from the floor.
Wow.
God.
I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. They only shot 33% from three. It's not like they just went off. But they take high percentage shots. They make high percentage shots. And I think that's where maybe Iowa State can kind of get in the way.
Yeah, there won't be as many of those when you go against the number one defense in the country.
Yeah,
exactly. So
that's a problem.
I'm looking forward to this matchup, though, because it will be fun. Just watch the and that's what makes tournament beautiful, right? When you have have one style versus another, who wins out?
Alabama, North Carolina can be beautiful in the sense it can be a shootout.
Oh, that's what that's going to be.
It can be beautiful in that sense.
That's all that's going to be.
Because that's not opposite styles at all.
The one thing this game has in common is the people up in the cornfields are really excited about this damn game.
They should be.
It is a Midwestern beer-drinking classic between who's in it, with the Cyclones and the Illini. So.
All right, what's the next one?
We got Tennessee, margin of victory. That game, by the way, Friday, we're going to carry it 9 o'clock, 9:10, really. It's a later game.
Okay.
8:30 pregame right here on the big 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Margin of victory for your Vols. Jason and John, 2.5.
Over. Under.
Well, these are Jason's Vols.
And we're calling them Jason's Vols.
Yeah.
I mean, Barnes might as well, you know.
You guys
if he wants me.
Barnes might as well be your
this,
godfather.
For the rest of the year.
Right. Has he agreed to be your godfather?
That I've picked this Tennessee team to be the one.
Yes, you have.
That gets Rick Barnes back to a Final Four.
You've adopted the Vols in a disgusting manner.
It's not fun.
Oh, you've done this once every 5 years.
Yeah, it did go there, Jason.
We've at least got you. Vols greater than Kim Mulkey. We do know there's one thing in this world that you despise.
And is the story up yet? Can someone link me? I've got 37 subscriptions.
You know how they do the For You on X? I haven't seen it in my For Yous yet.
I got alerts.
Because I've been looking.
I got alerts set up.
You can't wait.
I got alerts on my iPad, on my iPhone, on my desktop.
For us. Calkins like reading for us. When
Field of 68
out.
Special.
I'm gonna have a party. I'm gonna have a reading party.
Live stream.
You know, everybody's invited here. We're gonna just gather around like Calkins Christmas party, and I'm gonna read the article.
What are we waiting on here, Washington Post?
Ken's
already told us it's coming.
Y'all are really making a brother wait here.
It's funny.
It's like Christmas
anticipation.
Yeah, come on,
John Kent. Fireside reading the Kim Mulkey
That's
report.
That's how I see it.
That's right, and I hope everybody comes. We'll serve,
and nutmeg, we'll have the tinsel.
You can't wait to read the Griner portion.
It'll be fantastic. Oh, I hope they got her on the record.
Oh, my God.
My guess is she is.
Yeah, that's perfect, because she's credible. Nobody would be more real about Kim Mulkey than Brittany Griner.
And that's why she's so – Kim knows she's talked to some folks.
Absolutely.
The Post has talked to some people.
Yeah, like that's my favorite thing. I have been attacked. Ugh. And nobody knows what the hell the story even is yet. Like
preemptive strike.
You know,
well, to Jessica's point, she brought more attention to it.
Oh,
by doing
that. Like, we'd
just been talking about the tournament if she hadn't said anything.
What's the saying Cal used to have? The hit dog is the one who barks or whatever, you know? You throw a rock at a pack of dogs, the one that gets hit is the one's going to bark, you know? It ain't going to be the other dogs that don't get hit. You know what I heard from Kim Mulkey?
I don't think anybody's looking more forward to this than you are. Maybe a little too much.
Oh, yeah.
Because you might be let down. You
know,
It might not be.
It
might not have as much teeth as you're hoping.
Well, I mean, we're going to find out.
Anyway,
someday.
Tennessee Creighton, is that where we were?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it. But I'm just saying, Brad, when that story drops, so we're going to have to do the doo 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 doo. CBS News special report. We got
dropping.
We got the smoking gun.
I did think that was telling how deep it is when he will send his daughter to Tennessee over LSU because of Kim Mulkey. That tells you all you need to know. Although I think I'm there with you though. I mean, she's clearly a B.
A bad person.
She's the worst.
But I want to know why. I want to know what makes her a bad person.
We're all sinners.
Because we can all feel the vibes. We can all feel there's just like this maleficent sort of aura on her. You know, but what really is, what's really making her that?
Jason, she's not hiding. She's a sinner, though.
We're going to find out.
It's probably that Brittany Griner is about to be quoted.
Yeah.
Okay, well, perfect.
I think so.
Anyway, as it relates to Creighton, Tennessee, interesting, this is the line, give you the line movement on this game. Opened up, I believe, at Tennessee -2, got to 2.5. It got up to 3 before being bought back, I believe, early this morning.
You and Ernie.
And now it's Ernie loves him. Ernie absolutely loves
him. Y'all bought that back.
Ernie has a thing where it's gonna every game it's Creighton. I'm like, bro, that's not how it works. But I can't talk him off.
I'm betting on my nephew.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Do
just,
you think he's wrong this time? At least with this.
Well, it's
game.
Gonna. I think it might depend.
You don't like my Tennessee pick. I get the sense that you are leaning Creighton.
I think I feel like this is very much like Illinois Iowa State. I feel like it's in terms of like this is not a game that I would seek
the line
to bet on.
Suggests.
Yeah,
as
like
much.
Some. But sometimes there's a short. Line and I have a very strong opinion, you know, on one side.
You're saying that's what's different.
Yeah, really? Both of these cases, I don't like. It's very simple. Tennessee. I was on Texas +7 against Tennessee on Saturday night, and it looked ugly for me at various times. But it got home because Tennessee made 1 3-pointer.
Yeah.
And it was. I think it was the worst shooting performance ever that ended in a win. In the NCAA tournament, in the history of the thing.
One ugly. Usually those games with Barnes and Tennessee, they bow out.
You cannot do that against Creighton.
I understand that.
Creighton is too prolific. They make too many threes. And they shot the ball really poorly against Oregon and still managed to find a way to win that one. So I guess both teams kind of coming in the same way, right? Creighton shot under their average. Tennessee shot well under their average. Both teams found ways to win. So you have to give credit where it is due. I think it's just very simple. It comes down to because just the way that Creighton schemes is going to be dropping the big man, sort of in the mid-range there in the key, play drop coverage and make Tennessee make shots. And if they do, then they'll probably win going away. That's my guess. If they don't and Kalkbrenner just cleans up every miss there underneath and lets Creighton get out and run, I think it could be a long day for Tennessee. So it's just like, what do you think? Do you think Tennessee's better than what they showed? If you do, then you should bet the Vols. If you don't, and you think that for whatever reason that performance against Texas exposed some kind of flaw or you don't trust them to do it in March with Rick Barnes, you should bet Creighton.
You know, one thing I did underestimate, you and I have talked about this game since the draw came out, the possibility of how good this would be in the Sweet 16, was that Creighton's efficiency defensively, their effectiveness.
Yes.
You know, I'd said yesterday, and really should have been checked on it, that one team plays defense in this game. They're 23rd defensively. Now, and that's excellent. So to your point about drop coverage and everything else, they're good at what they do. However, to the same point you were making about Illinois, they don't force turnovers. You know, this isn't some team that's going to push connect off his spots and everything else. They're, you know, you can get out and go, and I'll give them credit. They beat UConn this year. No, I mean they took down UConn this year, and they're capable. I just think
they shot
crazy in that game,
and they
can do that.
History
to you.
Of the NCAA tournament.
But
stuff.
I will go back to Tennessee playing deep. That's one thing they still do, and still own.
Yep.
And they're not going to let Creighton be comfortable. Again, it's sort of like we said with Brad in Illinois. This is my pick here, so I'm going to take Tennessee to cover. But I got a lot of reasons to believe, and I think you could argue it both ways, John. I heard you a little bit with Jeff, and think you're on the other side. I could argue Tennessee got it. That it's ugly game out with that Texas one. You know, winning that one was surviving. Thank goodness you did. It can be better. They have not shot the ball well from three here down the stretch at all. It's got to turn because they're a better shooting team than that. So anyway, you knew I was going to pick Creighton. I've got Tennessee in the Final Four, but I got reasons to believe, too. This, I do think it'll be a great game, though. Creighton is better defensively than I was giving them credit for.
Right.
That said, they're not a team that forces turnovers. They're right there with Illinois, one of the worst in the country.
It's just it's so three-point dependent, and I think for both these teams. And so that these are not the places that I'm looking. I mean, I have one bet. It's Houston minus four.
I mean, it kind of who's more on from three.
That's a good bet.
At least with Tennessee, I feel like they'll run you off a little bit more off your spots.
Brad, it may be a good bet. I don't know. I just sort of feel like Houston is a horrific matchup for Duke. That's kind of where I'm at. Now, it feels like everybody thinks that, and usually when that happens, that's not the way. It's not that easy. But, that's what I've got so far.
Let me tell you what's going to happen in that game. Kyle Filipowski flailing.
Yeah, that's kind of how I look at it.
Flailing.
And
getting frustrated. Yep. Because he don't like this kind of game. You don't like he's getting pushed around, everything else.
Well, yes. The point I made on I went on BetMGM tonight last night with Trista Crick and our
fouls.
Friends there. Like, you have two you got Duke, right? Duke is the, when grandma dies, you get an inheritance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get the trust fund. You get a CD when you're 18. You know, everything's laid out for you, and you come from privilege. And you have, and you wear fingernail polish. And then you have, Houston.
Have any of them been charged with that? That's becoming
McCain
a serious
McCain wears
charge.
Fingernail polish. Okay. I know that for a
My
fact.
He's uh-huh. They check them all. It feels like you know something on everybody.
They want to make
days.
The TikToks. They want to do the little stupid dances. You know, Houston.
Deep dive.
Those guys don't have the internet.
No.
Okay? They don't have electricity, basically. They're really angry.
Yes.
They're mad about that. Okay, and I don't think that's a team that Duke has, in terms of the kind of team, they don't make them like that in the ACC, all right? The ACC is, A, it was bad, but B, it ain't how Carolina, the best of the ACC don't play like that. North Carolina's not physical, Clemson's not physical, you know, it's not like that. So Duke has not seen a team that's going to get into them the way that Houston will. Now, if Houston gets in foul trouble and, you know, all those guys foul out again, Houston minus four is probably not going to win, all right? But I genuinely feel like when you have a group that is as tough as Houston and in a group that is as not as Duke, I think it's not going to go well for them. And even if Filipowski goes to the free throw line, he's not a good free throw shooter. You know, like, you feel pretty good about putting it. It's probably going to be like A&M. Like, they miss so many free throws that you're not going to really feel too bad about it. I just think this is a decimation. But, I mean, I've been wrong before. I could be wrong again. I just really like the spot for Houston. Anyway, yeah, Creighton, Tennessee. I have no feel. I mean, I guess if you force me to bet it, I would bet Tennessee minus 2.5 if you force me. But I don't feel good about it. I don't feel
he won't like to hear that one.
No, here's the truth. I've faded Creighton quite a bit.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. You made some money.
Done well with it. Not too well because they've had a hell of a season.
Not really. I haven't really done well. But I mean, I bet on them quite a bit early in the season. They killed me. I bet on them
now
when they played UNLV, lost outright.
85-66 over UConn on February 20th. That was the one at their place.
That was a schedule.
That was
loss.
The one Brad's talking about where they went
schedule
crazy.
Loss, yes,
bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was always going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they could do that again. I just don't think Tennessee gives them, allows them to run off.
We're going
to
see, bro. I'm looking forward to those two games we highlighted today in Houston Duke. Those are the three games I'm looking most forward to this weekend.
Can I add one more thing about Houston that scares me for my Marquette? Houston's going to win this game. Shed, after that game, y'all know Kelvin Sampson's talking about Reggie Chaney in the halftime speeches. Y'all realize that?
Yes.
Just to kind of co-sign John's point about Houston's playing for something bigger here, that's what Shedd was talking about after the game. There was 4:32. They got the patch on, and he said that Kelvin Sampson is at halftime is saying this is going to be a war. What would number 32 do?
Yep.
Like, they're all about winning for Reggie.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I feel like they're going to kick the door in on Duke, and it's probably bad news eventually down the line for my Marquette pick in that region. But yeah, man, I'm with John on that Houston game. They're going to roll in that matchup. I know that's what it's one we kind of brought in. But man, Houston's they're inspired. Just wonder how much gas is still left in the tank. But again, you get the time, like you said, you don't play till Friday.
And then we go to something from the internet, as we speak of the internet, amount that John Martin made on his first eBay sale. The linesmith has set the number at $150.
Over. Under.
Yeah, so I've acquired lots of cards. It's this latest, like, whatever little
thing. We mentioned that recently, right? I don't think we've gotten deep in it, though.
Yeah.
We got a new love, a new pastime.
I enjoy it, but I'm now at the stage where I'm like, okay, this is too much. I've acquired too many of them. And so now I've opened up an eBay store, and I'm now going to sell a lot of these. And my first sale happened actually this morning, as a matter of fact.
Congratulations. Now that is truly worth a round of applause.
And the answer is over $150. It was a $204 sale.
Well.
Yeah, on one card.
What was the card?
The card was a C.J. Stroud rookie card, numbered 7 out of 60, his jersey number. So 7 out of 60. And the reason why I'm selling C.J. Stroud.
I don't understand.
Because this is his peak in terms of value. He would have to become better than Mahomes, better than Brady. Okay, he'd have to be the absolute best quarterback ever to maintain base card prices, right? Basically, I mean, it's numbered, but it's not anything like super unique, to be $200 a card. Wow. I mean, he'd have to be, you can get Brady rookie cards for less than that. I promise you can. Think about that.
So this dude's got to be Superman in order to keep that sort of value.
I probably could have asked this dude, the way he was bidding, I could have asked this dude for $400 and he would have paid.
Damn.
Just the way he didn't. Like, because his first he offered 80. I said, no. Then he offered 150. I said, no.
Would you set the price? Because don't you have to set a price?
70.
And then you said, this guy's a little
auction.
Ambitious.
It was an auction.
Oh.
Right? So it's a seven.
So people started bidding seven in.
Seven-day auction. Nobody had bid yet, but people watch it, right?
Yeah.
You can see how many people view it. That's the way I'm learning.
Your analytics were pretty high on this thing.
It's C.J. Stroud. He's the most liquid quarterback in the trading card market.
Wow.
There's nobody that people want to buy more.
I'm learning here.
Yeah, I'm learning. I didn't know this stuff either.
I mean, I got a bunch of crap cards.
I got into it a month ago, you know. But I've got a bid out there on an Anthony Richardson for 50. That's going to go well because it's a jersey number. So I've got to unload all these. But, yeah, $200. But then, of course, eBay takes their pound of flesh.
Yeah.
They take 10% off the rip. So I don't get – and then they obviously the shipping. So and the taxes come out of that too. So I got to figure out how to ship this thing.
It is.
Does anybody know how to ship it?
Just go to the UPS store.
Put a stamp on it.
Go to the UPS store, get the address, and ship it that way.
I got to get one of those like bubble mailers. I got to buy those because you send it. It's a value. It's a
high value. They'll do that at UPS. They'll take care of you.
But well, they're going to charge me out the wazoo though.
Yeah.
I got it. So is there like a drop off at a post office? You just take a package, drop it off.
You can go to the window.
Yeah, the window.
Okay.
Talk to the lady.
They'll help you.
And you just drop it off.
Well, they have the products.
Have you mailed anything from the post office? Have you ever had to go to the counter?
No. Oh, well, yeah, maybe to get a passport or something.
Sheltered.
Maybe to get a passport.
Well, same counter.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of starts there, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but I've never had to, like, ship anything. I've never had to, like an item.
20 years ago, that's how I got this job. I had to send CDs, and I'd send it priority, and I'd make it look all sharp.
Yeah.
And of course, that went away with the internet.
Right.
I'm being told bubble mailer, USPS first class, comes with tracking.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we got, our friend from Seismic Audio has chimed in here, Steve Acree. Can print the label from eBay.
I did that. No, I'm doing that, but I got to get the bubble mailer. Okay, and then where do I take it?
Yeah, you need to.
I mean, my man
Steve
has
is
done
your guy.
This. It sounds like he. Yeah, I need to hook you up with him.
Yeah, no, he's exactly right.
Yes,
he's exactly right. That
it's good. He's giving good advice.
Yeah, here's good stuff
that you have to get. I printed the label from eBay because they, first of all, the buyer pays for the shipping.
Yep.
Right. So if you do it through eBay, the buyer pays for the shipping.
Yep.
Then you just print the label. You get a discount. It's whatever they charge for shipping. Then you're just responsible for the packaging.
See, this is why I do the Facebook, a lot of my stuff when we sell it, because they come to your door, because it's local. Like these Facebook marketplaces. My wife is now like, she's deep
I've never used it up.
She is deep. My wife is deep in it.
My whole thing is I don't want any strangers knowing where the hell I live. So it cannot
heard that.
It cannot happen on Facebook. It's gotta go via eBay. All right. but hey, I've got if anybody out there wants some trading cards, who do I have? I have a lot of Anthony Richardson. I have a lot of Detroit Lions.
Use this space.
I have a lot of.
You should do Tradio.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to do it.
I have a lot of NFL stuff. So and it's good stuff. On card autos, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, one of ones. I mean, you saw that Bijan Robinson.
Just tremendous.
Nasty patch. It's got the bird on it. All right? The damn thing has the bird on it. It's a uniform patch with the bird.
John just threw me a Tyler
Scott.
He's
a hell of an auctioneer.
I know. He just threw me one. He said, I don't need this Tyler Scott, a Bears second-year receiver. He said, here, you a Bears fan.
He's throwing
it
out the
window. It has actual
stitch?
A uniform on it.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah, so my kid loved it. I told him I appreciate it. I mean, for me, it does.
Oh, I
and John
have a,
knows it's got like an 18-cent value.
Exactly,
so it cost
right.
him nothing
oh,
to throw
man.
It
I have
my
a,
way.
I'm
benefiting from what he the junk that he's getting.
Exactly right.
And I really
have a Tony Pollard. He's a Titan now, but I have a Tony Pollard number to four patch that has the NFL players logo on it.
That seems valuable for a Memphis fan.
I think it is. Obviously, that is the problem with NFL cards, though, specifically. These guys change teams so much.
Right.
Right. They can absolutely. And I'm like, who would want that? Even if I was a Titans fan, who would want a Cowboy patch, even if it's a nasty patch?
Yeah.
With him in a Cowboys uniform.
Memphis fans.
I guess a Memphis Cowboy fan.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them over at Melrose. They're all a ton of them Cowboy fans.
We'll start the bidding. Hold on. Here's 75.
You'd give them a bunch of bids out of Orange Mound. You would.
Okay. All right. Well,
I got a Rudy Tomjanovich.
Ooh.
It's about worth $7 on Collects.
Yeah, Collects. He's got all his stuff logged on Collects, Brad.
I wouldn't say all my stuff.
I am going to have to liquidate.
But it's about $7. Can I talk for about 10 minutes about that? Anybody want to buy it?
It is sad as hell, though.
I'll sell it for $5. It's a Tops.
I have 30-year-old Tops. I have all sorts of...
Yeah, how come we can't cash in?
I have the black and white Leaf collection that I collected back in the 80s. Worth nothing now.
Yeah, but you don't have any baseball cards or anything?
That's what I'm saying. I have Leaf collections. Tons of them.
They're not worth anything?
They're very little. Like, things that you thought...
Why do we keep those?
Because back in the day, our parents told us, oh, hold on to all this boxes of crap that you're going to haul across America.
What John has taught me is it's the numbered ones.
Yeah. You got to get the number ones, yes. The one of ones,
what we have
the out
trash.
Of tens.
It's all junk.
What we have is trash.
I have a Justin Fields to 10.
Damn.
Justin Fields, believe it or not, still sells really well.
You're good at this.
I don't know if I'm good at it.
It sounds like it.
I don't know. He did the whole, what was the fake highlights?
Yeah, the NFTs.
Yeah,
yeah, man, but that was the internet stuff.
And we held it. He took us down the road.
I didn't go down that road, though. I avoided that.
He was very excited about NFTs in the future.
I'm still holding the bag on some of those.
About 6 months.
Most of it I got out, but I am holding the bag on some of those, no doubt. My big ticket purchases, I'm holding the bag on.
Okay.
And yet it always comes back to the cards.
It does.
It's the actual card that you hold.
Yes.
We had that discussion when we talked about NFTs.
Exactly.
Are people still going to value the card?
Yes, no
question.
That's
where it is. Never change.
But anyway, I sold it, and I have a lot of people reaching out about how to sip this.
Well,
so
there you go. You got a lot of help.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
I'm gonna do it.
I hear there are some big card shows in Nashville from time to time. Maybe you're going to want to get up there since you're a big swinger now.
Yeah. I'm trying.
In the card memorabilia world.
Yeah.
They used to have one at the mall. There was a store over by St. Louis, Alton Square Mall. They had a card store. I'd always go in there and, you know, back in the day, man.
What's that Zaire running?
Oh,
how much
man.
For that Zaire?
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you can't sell
what you
that.
Got? Well, how much you want for that Zaire Williams?
You know who is selling well, though, for the Grizz?
Who?
Obviously, Gigi. He's a demon.
Gigi.
But,
of course.
But Vince Williams Jr.'s prices have gone way up.
Again, those are hits when it comes to draft.
Okay.
Memphis's batting average is what the front office is way up.
Yeah.
Way back up. Again, those are major hits with Brandon, with
those
Bane.
Two for sure, yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Ja. I mean, Ja's market is still
nuts. Santi's still, the way you've seen him lately, he's back to looking like
I don't think his card
again.
Market is.
No, like, I'm just talking about guys that they've hit on, and that's why, John, that's why their value's up, because those are hits. Vince Williams Jr. and Gigi Jackson. Gigi in a major way.
Right. Yes.
Perhaps. Yes. Vince, too. Vince could be the seventh guy off the, you know, number seven in the rotation next year.
Those two dudes are both rotation, right? GG and Vince?
I mean, I think GG's back of, and you can earn your way up. That's the way you do that. Because what you don't want things, you don't want to rely on a 19-year-old going into a must-win season where you want to be a contender. But having him at the back end of that rotation earn your way in, show us what you can do. Seems like a way to go through an A2-game season. That's the way to do it.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Norton Hergen to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Louisville has made a hire. And it's not a Patino. It's not Dusty May. It's not the Indiana State coach.
Oh.
Pat Kelsey, the Charleston head coach.
You mentioned him.
And former Winthrop coach, who has taken Charleston to two straight tournaments, who is Jeff Goodman's roommate.
Is that true?
It's a joke, but... Go look what
that's how tight they are.
Go look what Jeff when Jeff Goodman broke the story.
Oh gosh,
I thought I was reading Twilight. I'm dead, and I told him that I thought I was reading the damn Twilight series, talking about how damn how great the culture was.
Some real prose.
Yeah, no doubt. They're gonna make a movie about his tenure at Charleston if Goodman has anything to do with it. And again, I would tell him that, so I ain't saying nothing I wouldn't say to him. But Pat Kelsey is going to be the head coach at Charleston, at Louisville. And some people are using this to say, ooh, damn.
How far has that program fallen?
Right. I mean, the Charleston coach, that is kind of rough.
I mean, bruh did 3 years at Charleston.
Right.
And he did, what, 10, 8, 9 at Winthrop?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't some high-profile candidate. It's not like when you went out and got Chris Mack.
He was the CAA coach of the year, but.
Man, come on, bruh.
No, it's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. Never had any tournament success. I mean, he gets there and he loses.
Yeah.
But
you're pulling up here.
What do you
you're pulling somebody up?
What do you think do you think it's just because it's not a good job? Do you think it's just that people don't want to, you know, follow the greatness of Kenny Payne? Like what do you think it is?
Well, I'm curious. Who's the kind of guy you think that program deserves? Because it.
Who's the kind of guy you think Memphis deserves?
You go in there and there's, you know, there's not Kentucky level expectations, but they are certainly super high, and they didn't give Kenny Payne any time to do so. Kenny Payne inherited a dumpster fire. Now you can say it became more of one with him.
Right.
But it takes time to get the fire out, then build a culture and everything else. You know, those fans, man, those expectations are crazy. And so that's not fun. And even though, yeah, you'd be following a guy who failed in Kenny Payne, there's still that expectation level doesn't change. So you're going right into the fire. You put yourself right in the fire. You put yourself on the hot seat immediately. For a program that, frankly, college basketball doesn't need anymore. At one point, you thought college basketball needed Louisville. It's shown. Have we missed them? No.
I don't think so.
Now, do I think they're going to become a DePaul or you know? Something like that? No.
Yeah.
No, there's too much. It's the city's pro team still. So, but I don't know. It's still a good job. But it's showing you, John. The market showed you
right
what it's getting now. That tells you what kind of job, what people think of it. That It's not just what you can pay. It's the perception of you. And clearly it's fallen, man. You've had a banner taken down.
Yep. I think that is...
been a lot of mess there.
That's showing.
Chris Mack had mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just been mess.
Right.
So, like I said, Kenny inherited a dumpster fire, though, but he certainly didn't. He didn't clean it up. That's going to take some time. It really is. And I don't know if those fans will give you that at this point.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the reminder here is that, you know, it's not at a level right now that's attractive. It's just not. You now have two coaches who did really not. I mean, Kenny Payne was a disastrous hire. He was worse. You know, I mean, he was as bad as it gets. You know. And Chris Mack underachieved. You would say there's no doubt about that. So I think coaches are probably like, I think honestly, Jason, in some ways, it's the same question that coaches asked after Cal left Memphis. They look up and they're like, well, yeah, Patino had it going. He was really good, but he's a legend. Who's had it going since then? Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
I mean, weren't they number one in COVID? It was 20-14 his first year, 24-7 the second. Then they were 13-7 in that crazy year. Then, it fell off 13-19 as the off-the-court stuff, the blackmail and everything else was going down. But at one point, we thought, great hire by them. He'll get it turned around. And about year two, you're thinking he's going to do that.
Yeah.
He didn't get it back to a way that, obviously, Patino had it. But
yeah,
it was decent there. That's the point. You had it back turned in the right direction at least.
Yeah, he was
it's
on,
not a dead program.
He was on track to make two tournaments, but you know, it was just not it wasn't the and they were paying him a lot of money.
They were. And I still think Chris Mack good coach.
Yeah.
He'll be back at some point. He may have to work his way back up in a way that's where he's coming from a lower level than Chris Beard had to.
I mean, yeah, Chris Mack's a good coach.
He's an excellent coach.
He went to four Sweet 16s at Xavier.
Stood.
Got to
Memphis
Louisville.
Played them with their. Yeah. I always thought highly of him, and you know, too. You know, like you talk about Kelvin Sampson. You said because when he says something, it feels like he enlightens. There, you learn something. I always felt that about Chris Mack.
Right.
He would talk so openly about what was going on. I felt like I learned more basketball.
Yes.
When I listened to Chris Mack. Anyway, he did that to himself. He'll be back at some point.
Absolutely.
He's a good coach.
But it is going to be Pat Kelsey.
The Louisville job has fallen. Yeah, Pat Kelsey's got it.
And you know, Pat Kelsey is. You know, he's the guy that gets on the rim and. Does chin-ups on the rim. That's who he is.
Okay.
You know, so player's coach, right? I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm open to it being decent. it feels kind of out of left field in a lot of ways. And maybe it's just a reminder how hard it is to hire, you know, when you don't have a plan. Because they didn't. I mean, they fired Kenny Payne and didn't have a plan.
Well, at least Kenny Payne at one point was landing some high-level prospects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.